going to be very informational. So thanks so much for listening. Professor Collier, thanks so much for coming on the show and participating in this interview.
That's fine.
In the bottom billion, you talk about how Do you see microcredit being part of the solution?
Microcredit is very fashionable at the moment, and to an extent for good reason. But microcredit kind of is part of the answer, but the answer needs to be broader, I think. That even if we're looking at just the issue of how to get firms to grow in the societies of the bottom billion, microcredit assumes that the big constraint is just a shortage of finance. Often there's also a shortage of demand, because if the local economy is dead in the water, get you very far. So this goes back to our previous So it's that connectivity that I think we need.
Professor Collier, thanks so much for this interview.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk.
And that was our interview with Professor Paul Collier, professor of economics at Oxford University, former economist at the World Bank, focusing on the development of Africa, about his recent book, The Bottom Billion, Why the Poorest Countries Are Failing and What Can Be Done About It. We also talked about his recent article in Foreign Affairs called The Politics of Hunger, talking about the global food crisis and the huge supply problems, how there isn't enough food right now. And as I mentioned, his book has really caused quite a stir in economics and among developmental economists for its multifaceted approach, for the number of prescriptions that he gives in both the book and the article. His book won a couple of awards in 2008, but that doesn't say his book hasn't gone without its critics. Most recently, in the New York Review of Books on December 4th of 2008, Professor William Easterly of New York University wrote a review of Professor Collier's book entitled Foreign Aid Goes Military. And Professor Easterly almost exclusively focuses on the military aid prescription that Professor Collier gives in his book. Professor Easterly thinks that military isn't a good option. He isn't persuaded by Professor Collier's remarks, and he calls Professor Collier at some points an aid imperialist. And so, the one thing I really want to address is that I think Professor Easterly's review of Professor Collier's book is incomplete. He only addresses the military option, doesn't address any of the other prescriptions that Professor Collier gives. Professor Easterly knows just as much as anybody the huge problems that are going on, and I think he should be addressing all of Professor Collier's arguments on their merits, and sometimes Professor Easterly resorts to ad hominems instead of really merits-based arguments. So thanks so much for listening. Please visit the blog, logicconsortium.blogspot.com. Thanks so much for Matt Hutchin for the great music, and have a great day.